Hey, Quinn.
Yes?
I'm Quinn.
I didn't even notice.
And that was a test and you fucking failed.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hey, Dakota.
Yes, Dakota.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
What's DC?
Oh, DC is, I think, the District of Comedy.
Uh-huh. Tell me more.
Okay, so as everybody knows who's smart, Washington, D.C. is the capital of America.
Ooh!
And baby's mouth time is going to be all new and all live in Washington, D.C., capital of America, center of the universe, on July 21st as part of the Kennedy Center District of Comedy Festival.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Friday, July 21st at 8:30 p.m., mm-hmm. there's going to be a mouth time live?
That is correct. We're going to be doing a show at 8:30 p.m. on July 21st in Washington, D.C. at the Benson Ball Podcast Studio at the Kennedy Center. We're going to have very special guest, Elaha Izadi, who is a reporter with the Washington Post and just an all-around great woman and also stand-up. And we're going to be asking her some really important questions like, hey, do you think we could model?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't go because my parole forbids me from
leaving Times Square.
Yeah, I can't leave Times Square. But Manila is going to be there, mm-hmm. and it's going to be, as they say in the biz, a laugh and a half.
It is going to be a laugh and a half. Quinn, I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too.
But honestly, once I get to DC, I'm going to forget that I ever knew you. Yeah, I'm going to like forget. Yeah. I'm going to be really busy.
But for people who don't forget, it's Friday, July 21st at 8:30 p.m. at the Benson Ball Podcast Studio in DC. Tickets are still available. So go to www.kennedycenter-betweenthekennedyandthecenter.org and go to their calendar and buy some tickies.
Buy some tickies and we'll see you there, folks.
Yes. God bless comedy.
Hey, podcast listener, this is Drew. I make Sleep With Me podcast. It's a podcast to put you to sleep, and I don't know if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, but coming up here for the Game of Thrones season on Sunday nights over at Sleep With Me podcast, we're going to have the most boring, meandering, probably incoherent episodes about Game of Thrones. We'll have episode reviews. We'll have me mispronouncing things. We'll have visits from Sir Tommen and his cat Pounce. But mostly it'll just drag on and on and on so you can fall asleep. So if you love Game of Thrones and you have any trouble falling asleep, check out Sleep With Me podcast here on Feral Audio at feralaudio.com/sleepwithme.
Feral Audio.
Open wide, it's mouth time with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Dakota.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. There she is. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We're saying no way to the safety and health regulations of the FDA.
And trying the hottest new unapproved makeup trends.
We talk about what happens when you use so many sheet masks, you turn into a deadly puppet.
And we talk to former member of band Girl Kiss and makeup enthusiast, Christy Dome.
Yay! We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's news, style, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and skateboards. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, bitch.
Quinn.
Yes.
How do I look?
Dakota, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Dakota.
Yes.
How do I look?
Quinn, you look honestly amazing.
Oh my god, thank you.
No, thank you.
Now, let's say our skincare secret.
Our skincare secret
on the count of three. One, two, three.
Someone anonymously dropped off a box of skin products at our door, and I put it all on my face, even though none of it is approved by the FDA and might be poison.
Oh my god,
same.
Oh my god.
Twins.
Oh my gosh. Whatever was in that box honestly looks amazing on you.
Honestly, my skin is glowing. Like, literally last night, Chab used me as a reading light and he does not read.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He doesn't know how. I keep trying to teach him.
Aww.
But I also kind of don't know how. And so it's hard to teach. Yeah.
Well, it's cool that he was able to use you as a reading light to at least be like, this is a book.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. Uh-huh. He was able to find the book through the light of my skin.
And identify it.
Yeah, exactly. My skin is so bright.
Yeah.
It is also burning and itching.
Uh-huh.
And it's blistering.
Oh, but no.
Beauty is all about sacrifice and being beautiful.
Yes. Beauty is about being beautiful.
Yes. Bitch. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
It.
So I actually tried a mask from the box last night. My skin all flothed off and I look like a dripping red pizza that just lost its cheese.
Where'd the cheese go, bitch?
Where'd the cheese go? But then I woke up this morning and it had regrown into like a thicker, rougher, well, like I wouldn't say skin, but like skin-like material.
Was it more like
fish?
Yeah.
Like smooth, like wet fish?
Uh-huh, yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
That's exactly what it's like.
Oh, okay, because I was like, is this supposed to happen?
Yeah, I mean, your skin looks mm-hmm. amazing, by the way.
So does your skin.
You can't see it, but we're using air quotes here because honestly, we are not sure what to call it.
Yeah, like it's not really skin.
No.
I'm pretty sure my face is growing a new face, but you know, I'm just going to trust the process.
I just touched my face and my finger is now burned.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, burned my finger.
Yeah, well, last night a tiny bit of this eyeshadow dropped onto my floor and my floor sizzled.
Wow. And yeah. You have marble floors.
You have marble floors.
Yeah.
I have a whole marble house.
Well, Newt really set you up.
He
well.
Set me up.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to use the bubble bath that was in the box and it breaking batted my tub.
Oh no.
I know.
That's terrible.
Yeah. The tub, it a dead body immediately appeared.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The whole thing happened.
And then it fell through.
It didn't
through.
Just fall through the ceiling.
There was the dead body.
Yeah, there also was a dead body in.
Mm. Oh my gosh. That is so crazy. So yeah. You're probably wondering why we tried all these new beauty products.
Yeah. Why are these girls so smart?
Yeah.
And this is because it's about more than just beauty.
Mm-hmm.
This is a protest against big government and the burdensome regulations trying to protect us from dying.
Every single word in that sentence was an air quote.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's why we say FDA no way.
Uh-huh. Okay, here are a few reasons why we're telling the FDA to jump off a fucking bridge and die in a fire. Okay, it's trying to keep us from dying.
I'm like, hello, that's what all of us are doing every second of every day. Why we do try and
yes.
stop that process?
A lady's right to choose.
A lady's right to choose to die
someday,
slowly.
From skin poison.
Exactly. It's okay. Here's another reason why we hate the FDA. It's slowing down new innovations in anti-aging and we're always years old.
Yeah. Like we don't want to get to be 100 years old without having some sort of like experimental shit to put on our face.
Like what would you effing do if you found out that there was a solution to your face,
mm-hmm.
but that the government was keeping it from you because it supposedly killed you.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or like they're keeping like the most amazing anti-aging cream from you just because it's like made from little boys' dick hairs or whatever.
Yeah. Hashtag I'd rather die than age.
Ugh. Okay. Another reason is the FDA does stand for the Food and Drug Administration, but it also stands for Fun Dies Around Us.
Yep.
That's four letters.
Fun dies around us. FDA.
FDA.
Woo!
No. FDA. I actually did get, I got a master's from FDAU.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. What did you study there?
Drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had two options. You could study food or you could study drugs. And I chose drugs because I was like, that's going to make me more fun at parties.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another reason why the FDA sucks a big one. They're trying to regulate our bodies to keep us alive and we don't want it.
Ew.
Let us die.
Let us
accidentally
die.
Kill ourselves.
Die.
Yeah.
And the last reason why we're anti-FDA is that my ex works for the FDA and he sucks.
Yeah.
And one time he tried to get me into like olives.
Nope. That's a big fat no.
I was like, I'm never gonna fucking like olives, you frugged up piece of shit.
The FDA is literally evil and we have a box of their crap in the garage to prove it.
Yeah. Take it back.
So FDA, stay away from my guns and stay away from my BB cream, baby.
Yeah, because we're the fucking alt-right of makeup, you dumb cunts. And we don't care if we live past New Year's.
Yeah. Honestly, I'll be lucky if I make it to the last one.
Now it's time for the most Instagrammable seggy.
The mouthwash.
This is where you take a headline, put it in a soup, and slurp it up with a spoon, even though it's way too hot.
Mmm, ouch, ouch, ouch.
The spoon is hot.
My spoons are always hot. I keep them in an on oven. Today's headline is, help, I did too many sheet masks, and now I'm a paper mache puppet.
Honestly? Wow. Honestly? I love that.
Honestly? I love it too. Now, you know, I also relate to it really hard because I have a pinata collection.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I love, 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 love paper mache. But this article is also really scary because puppets, unlike pinatas, which are friends, are murderers.
Puppets are murderers. Yeah. It's pinatas a known fact friends. That all puppets come to life when no one's looking mm-hmm. and murder people, mm-hmm. which, and this is just me, I think that's dangerous and bad.
That is, I agree. Anyway, this woman put on so many sheet masks and now she's a puppet, but I'm like, assuming not actually the murdering kind because no. she's still like her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the woman, just like the woman who can't move because she has so many sheet masks on.
Yeah, the woman kind of puppet.
Yeah, the woman kind of puppet.
Like, she couldn't kill us even if she tried, I bet. Like, nice try, bitch.
And honestly, she didn't even try.
Yeah, nice try trying, bitch.
Yeah, nice trying to try trying, you bitch.
Yeah, try trying again tomorrow, you bitch.
Yeah, try again, try again.
Try again tomorrow. And it's like, also, I know the headline says help, but I do want to say for the record that we did not help this woman and her current whereabouts are unknown.
Yeah. I mean, like, while we're on record, mm-hmm. we've never helped any of the women who have asked us for help.
And while we're off record, uh-huh. we haven't helped anyone, including ourselves.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Are we back on record?
We're back on the record now.
Okay. Boop.
Boop, boop, boop.
Boop, boop, boop. Anyway, I hope and bet that mm-hmm. that puppet lady's skin is like soups hydrated now. Mm-hmm. Either that or it's dry as a bone. Either way, you know what? It's skin.
Yeah, so it's true. Skin. So true. Skin is skin, baby. That's what I always say.
I've literally never heard you say that.
I say it every day. Skin is skin.
Ugh, this is so awful. I hate that you're lying to me.
Just chill, Quinn. Skin is skin, after all.
I'm barfing.
I bet one really cool thing about becoming a paper mache puppet is now that woman gets to be an actress.
Oh my God, yes, because puppets are actresses. That mm-hmm. is really cool. Like, I feel bad that she doesn't have a regular human face anymore, but also it's amazing that she gets to act in puppet shows. Every cloud has a silver lining.
So true. And you know what else? Skin is skin.
Okay, no.
Okay, so we have the most amazing guests here today.
The most.
Like, we've had a lot of guests. We've had guests that wrote books. We've had guests that
wrote songs.
Wrote songs.
We had guests that wrote
magazines.
History. We had guests that wrote a drawing.
A drawing.
We had guests that wrote
a crystal.
A food.
A food.
Yeah, and we've had guests that an invention.
That wrote an invention.
But anyway, we've had a lot of guests.
We've had a lot of guests that wrote a lot of different things, but this guest has written music.
A band. She wrote
this
a big band.
Guest wrote a band. But she's so much more than that. You know her as the last remaining of the girl band Girl Kiss. And she's also a human makeup tester.
Yes.
Welcome, Christy Don't.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Christy.
Hi. I mean, first off, we definitely want to express our condolences again for Kelly, Katie, and Carly, who all died from makeup allergies back in 2014. I know those were your bandmates.
Yeah, Kelly, Katie, and Carly were my bandmates and also my sisters. Not in a literal sense. We aren't Chaim, but they felt like sisters, and now they're gone.
I always thought it was pronounced Haimi.
I always thought it was pronounced Chaim.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Those in the biz call them Chaim.
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 Chaim name is Chaim.
Chaim. I'm going to keep calling them Chaim.
I'm going to keep calling them Haimi.
Haimi. Yeah, so basically everybody in your band is dead. Girl Kiss is no more. Like, Girl Kiss is just you. Yeah. How is that going for you?
I mean, I thought I would love the stage time, because when they were here, all I wanted was more stage time.
Mm.
I'm the third guitarist, and now I'm the only guitarist.
Aww. What a change.
So, that's actually interesting, because you are still performing, but you are not the lead anything in the band.
No, there's a lead guitar, a rhythm guitar, and then also I was there.
And you were also there.
Yeah. So if I didn't play,
but
it was okay.
Didn't you do that thing with your hands?
Oh, yeah, I did that thing with my hands.
You would sometimes put down your guitar,
yeah.
And you definitely did that thing.
I would put on a puppet show with the strobe lights.
You were known for strobe light puppet shows.
You're famous for it.
Well, I'm glad that that's what I'm famous for and not for my bandmates all being dead.
Oh, no. Oh. I mean, I think that's definitely part of the headline still for sure.
But you're obviously known for... So, you're known for a lot of things. Mostly lately, you've become a human makeup tester.
Yes, that's true.
Now, we love that.
We love that because we never want anything to be tested on dogs that was bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We also just, like, hate the FDA and we don't agree with anything they're doing. And, like, we think it's insane that things, like, can't be regularly tested on humans. So we love that you've just gone ahead and volunteered.
I don't understand how you would test makeup on dogs.
I know, because dogs, like, look shitty in makeup.
Yeah.
Right?
I've checked.
And like, where would you put blush? And you just on their fur?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. One time somebody made up my dog as a joke, and I was like,
oh my gosh.
And I was like, you look like a hooker.
You said that to her?
I said that to my dog. I was like, you look like a hooker. And they're like, you're being anti-feminist. And I was like, no, I love really feminine women. We love to talk about that.
Yeah, you have such a good relation with your dogs.
I do.
Yeah.
So what does that entail? Like, you go.
Yeah, so, well, because all my bandmates, Katie, Carly, and Kelly all died from makeup allergies. Because we're Girl Kiss, so we would put on full stage makeup every show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. And then for our very first show, they realized they have an allergy and they all died.
Oh, you guys just did one show? I never realized.
Yeah, we were pretty notorious, but we actually only did one show.
You were like a reverse The Beatles. You got really famous, then you only did one show. Whereas, like, with The Beatles, they did a ton of shows and there were four men.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are
we are
like
the reverse
Beatles. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So then everybody died, and then you got, like, so sad.
Yeah, I got really sad, and... For a while, I tried to be a makeup tester right away, but for a while it wouldn't work because all there were tears down my cheeks, and it would wash all the makeup off.
Because even waterproof makeup is, like, not really waterproof.
Yeah, it doesn't account for the salt.
And I'd love to talk about that.
I'd love to.
Like, who do I write about that?
I know. It's like, I want to be able to cry in my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want waterproof to mean tearproof too.
Yeah,
bitch.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Do you have like survivor's guilt because you're the only one who lived because you weren't allergic to makeup?
Yeah, I try to kill myself every day.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's horrible. That's I mean, terrible. I'm not trying to guilt you. I just am saying like that's awful that you feel that way.
Wait, what do you mean you weren't trying to guilt me?
Like I don't want you to feel like a guilt bag just because you try.
No, you're right. That's really terrible of me.
No, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, like...
Christy, please listen to me.
No, you're right. You can't take it back now. You're right. I'm a horrible, guilty person.
No, Christy, you're not.
No, I don't deserve to be here.
No, Christy, come on.
No.
You need get down off that chair.
Christy.
I have to
try on this lipstick. I don't know if it works.
Okay.
Oh, wow,
oh my God,
Christy,
that color looks
really
so pretty on you.
Really?
Yeah, that looks really good.
Thank you for giving me purpose.
I am so glad that you're here. I don't even know what I would do if you weren't here.
I know. We would probably be doing
nothing.
We wouldn't be wearing that lipstick.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be.
That's for sure.
So after that show, you like realized that not only were you not allergic to that makeup, that you were pretty much not allergic to any makeup, that you just like had a
hidden talent.
Skin. Yeah. So is it a talent to not be allergic to anything?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to work really hard at that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never thought of it like that.
Like, I used to be allergic to certain tree knots.
Uh-huh.
And then I practiced being less allergic to tree knots. And then, what do you know? Nothing changed.
But it really sounds like things are, like, looking up for you because you have your own makeup line coming out, right?
That's right. Christy, don't. do for once.
That's such a good motto.
Sometimes when women are like, I'm just like low maintenance and I don't wear any makeup and I don't care about my appearance, I'm like, but what if you do?
Yeah. Just yeah. do for
oh,
once.
Oh, that's good.
Just do for once.
But what if you do is also good.
But what if you do?
It's like when I was in that child production of The Sound of Music.
Oh,
and
yeah.
during the song Do Re Mi, I kept calling it Do Re Mi. And then I kept getting corrected and it really hurt my feelings. And so just I screamed at the woman playing Maria, just do for once. So yeah. I could feel right.
What did she say?
She said, I'm not working with children ever again.
Wait, who did you play?
I played Greta.
I was in The Sound of Music when I was a kid and I played Ansel Elgort.
Did you? He's the Nazi, wow. right?
Yeah.
Ansel Elgort.
He sings, I am 17 going on 18.
Okay, we get it. You can sing Dakota.
Is that enough for you? Do you think I could be in a band?
Yeah.
People I just don't. People I meet may tell me
I'm sweet.
Oh, Gwen Harmony.
Yeah. Ever since I went to jail, I learned how to harmonize.
I don't want anything bad to happen to you guys.
You're right. And being in a band sounds really dangerous because if you decide to wear white makeup all over your face like the band Kiss, mm-hmm. you could die.
You could die.
So what is so special about your makeup line? Like, what can we expect from it?
What's the gimmick?
Is it everything Trolls color?
It is everything Trolls color. It was sponsored by the movie Trolls.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to see that.
I know. I love Trolls.
And then it's very the opposite of hypoallergenic.
Oh. Highly allergenic?
Yeah.
That's so great. So it like is for people who want to have a makeup allergy.
Well, it's for people who wish they had an allergy.
It's for as soon as it touches your skin, you'll know if you'll die or not.
You know, we actually recently had an experience right now, even mm-hmm. where our skin is not doing so great.
It's not doing hot. We basically just put a ton of free makeup, unmarked makeup, untested onto our faces and our faces slothed off.
Sloughed off.
The whole face?
Our whole face sloughed off. And we had to get skin grafts and now our faces and our butts.
Sloughed off.
But I don't know. Vote your faces look really good.
Georgia Congressman John Sloughed off. He lost the election because his face had too much skin. I love keeping up with politics.
Yeah, Quinn is really into like local politics.
Oh, I have a new politics.
New politics?
Yeah, here it is. Vote.
Oh my God, that was so good.
Thank you so much. I'm doing my research. Oh, I have a big question for you,
yes.
Christy. Do you think we could be models?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Thank you. Do you see your makeup line as being something high fashion, like model fashion, or is it more like everyday wear?
Something low fashion, like horrible.
I would say, why can't it be both?
That's so smart.
That is really smart.
Is it smart or is it a way to not answer your question?
I think it's both.
It's both. Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've ever put on your face?
Oh my God. Everyone has to answer.
Well, the first thing that came to mind was my brother's butt.
Oh, that is crazy.
And was that to test out what it did to your skin?
I guess he put it on my face, but I did learn a lot about what it did to my skin.
What did it do to your skin?
It made it glow.
Maybe that's why our faces look so good since we had them replaced with our butts.
Yeah, good point. Okay, Dakota, what's the craziest thing you've ever put on your face?
Oh my gosh, probably water.
What?
Yeah. Not just any water. It was water from the toilet.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Was it still in the toilet?
Yeah. So I wear contacts.
That explains it.
But I had taken out my contacts, I couldn't find my glasses. So I wasn't wearing anything to make me see better. And so I was trying to wash my face out of the faucet in the sink, but I couldn't see. Everything was blurry because I have like a slight prescription. And so I accidentally scooped the water out of the toilet onto my face. And wasn't I surprised?
Wow. Were you surprised?
Wasn't I surprised?
You aren't answering the question.
Were you surprised?
Wasn't I surprised?
Okay.
What about you, Quinn?
Oh, for me, I guess it would just have to be a big hunk of meat.
You put a hunk of meat on your face?
Yeah.
What kind of meat?
Yeah.
A chop bop.
A chop bop? Not a crab burp?
No, I didn't put a crab burp on my face. I'm not a psycho.
Oh my God. Well, like one time I had taken my contacts out, and like usually I put my glasses on and then I get in bed and I put my glasses on my night table. But what happened was I couldn't find my glasses.
Uh-oh.
And so I couldn't find the bed. So what do you know? I fell asleep on the bathroom floor with my head on the toilet like a pillow because I thought the toilet was a pillow.
You do have a huge pillow.
I do.
It was all because you couldn't see.
And it was because I couldn't see. And
you thought, why is my bed so cold?
I know. And let me tell you, when I woke up, wasn't I surprised?
were you?
Wasn't I surprised?
Okay. This is crazy, but I'm going to need a straight answer.
Let's just say, wasn't I surprised?
Sometimes it's wonderful to work with you, Dakota, and other times it's a true nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Surprising.
Yeah.
Okay. So you test makeup. What do people learn from like you testing the makeup? What's the end goal?
Well, so far it's that I cannot die.
Are you immortal?
I hope not.
Okay, just wondering.
But I don't have any evidence to the contrary.
But you also don't have any evidence to the trary.
That's true. That's true. Wait, use this gun.
No.
You have to put that away.
We're not going to, we can't shoot you to test that.
It's too heavy, first of all. And second of all, we like just got this room cleaned.
Yeah, okay. You can't get blood all over.
I can lay down some newspaper.
No.
No, that won't do.
I have makeup wipes.
Oh.
Maybe after.
Yeah, maybe later.
Okay, I'll just put it away then.
But
okay,
I feel like a big question for you, because I think one of the really brave things you've done recently is you ventured back into music with your album called Songs About My Dead Friends.
Yes.
What are those songs about?
Well, it was inspired by the Maroon 5 album Songs About Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Jane's a bitch.
Yeah, Jane's a bitch, and so were my friends, but my friends are dead, and thus birthed this album.
Songs
About My Dead Friends.
What's your favorite song on there?
Probably All I Can Hear Are Screams.
I do love that one.
You guys have listened?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah, I loved it. I listened to it on Screamify.
To it on Screamify, and I thought to myself, this is a bop.
Yeah, this is a true bop. I love how there are barely any lyrics. It's just you go, all I hear is, and then you just scream for so long.
Yeah.
It was very inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to hear a woman just like...
have a big mouth.
Have a big scream.
Mm-hmm. Big scream.
I feel like screamo music was dominated by men.
Yeah, you took it back.
Yeah, and now you got a big throat. You got to use it.
You gotta.
I do have a really big throat.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
From the outside, it looks totally normal. Is it bigger than usual? Or bigger than normal?
Okay, here's the test. We know the medical test.
Oh, yeah.
Say it with me. Put three tennis balls down your throat. See what happens.
Do you have tennis balls?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll show you after
girls'
the show.
Office.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like.
We
I like
only
your
have
office.
Ping pong balls.
Oh, those are easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the normal person throws like 2 ping pong balls. Mm-hmm. We like to measure things on this podcast.
We love to.
Your throat is 3 tennis balls. Your taint is.
Is
5 postage stamps.
Yeah, that's
Whoa,
right.
Well, that's a big taint.
Wow.
Says you.
Literally, how dare you?
You big-throated bitch. Okay, so you also throw a really big birthday every year for your dead friends.
Yes.
They all had the same birthday, correct?
Yeah, and I was the only person who was born the day after.
Oh my God. So you throw a big party, and it's like kind of depressing, but it's become kind of like... your thing.
Yeah, it's a huge party. All of Manhattan's invited, but none of
that's a bunch of people.
Where do you hold it again?
The High Line.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
The High Line is famously very big and has a lot of room.
It can carry any amount of weight.
Yeah.
Just ask Bertha.
She's my cousin
who's a baby.
She's such a fat baby.
But though.
Even the High Line can handle even her.
Even if Bertha can go on the High Line, then fish, so can your big birthday party.
If you're ever walking across a rickety wooden bridge.
A rickety wooden bridge.
Something helpful is to make Big Bertha crawl across it first.
Oh, wow.
Because then you'll know.
If this bridge is sturdy or this bridge is bad.
She also a giant baby?
No! Just a regular.
She's baddie.
Like really dense.
Big baby. Bigger than the whole High Line.
Bigger than the whole High Line.
She's a big baby. Bigger than a plane.
Bigger than an airplane.
Bigger than the moon.
How big is she?
Just like a regular baby. Okay, so what's the theme for this year's dead party? Because it's coming up really soon.
Oh, yeah. This year's theme is crafts.
Oh my gosh, I love crafts. What's your favorite craft?
Probably when you make stuff with popsicle sticks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like a house.
My favorite craft is probably Kraft mac and cheese, but my favorite flavor of Kraft mac and cheese is popsicle sticks. It's so good.
My favorite craft is probably when you open the door to the car and get in.
Oh, yeah.
It can be very creative depending on how you do it.
So true. You can open it underhand, overhand.
You can put your foot in first. You can put your
head in
arm
first.
In first.
Oh,
your,
what?
Your head.
Now I'm going to be so self-conscious going in a car next time.
No, because the thing is, you could do it anyway and it's fine.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. We want to address a rumor and... Don't be mad at us.
Yeah, okay. Don't be mad.
I mean, okay.
We heard that you're doing a reunion tour. True or false?
Well,
are you doing
a reunion tour?
I guess.
With your old band, Girl Kiss.
I guess
the ones that all are dead. Okay, go ahead.
I guess we might as well break the news here, but yes, I'm doing a reunion tour.
Yay! I don't understand how that's going to work because all your bandmates and friends are deceased.
What?
Huh?
What?
So who are you going to perform with?
Hold the instruments.
I can't reveal any details about the tour at this time, but we do have a list of cities and venues. It's up on our website,
GirlKiss.com.
Dallas, yes. And then we're also doing Fort Worth.
You're kidding. Dallas and
Fort
Worth?
You're fucking shitting me.
You've got to fucking me.
You guys have always been crazy fucking bitches, but this is no exception.
Much. Girl Kiss has always been on the cutting edge.
They've always done things that no band would ever do before.
Most bands? Maybe Fort Worth.
And maybe Dallas.
Never both. Oh my God.
It's fucked up. It's honestly really fucked up.
It's not for consecutive nights. We're starting in Dallas. In the middle, we're going to do Fort Worth.
Wow.
You're coming back to Texas to do Fort Worth?
Yeah.
Let me say what I've said 1,000 times before. What?
Oh, yeah. Actually, let me say something I've said literally never.
That's so not true. I've literally heard you say that 100 times.
I've never said it. Shut up.
Okay, here's something I've never said. Hi.
I've never heard you say that.
Yeah, it felt weird.
You usually say, hello.
I usually say,
hello, governor. Hiya, governor. What's something that you've never said? Say it here.
Probably, hello, my name is Christy Don't, and I feel truly at peace.
That does feel crazy coming out of your mouth.
That's so funny and random. Oh, my gosh. What's that rope?
Oh, this rope is just something else in my bag. I'm just going to tie it up on this radiator pipe on your ceiling.
Maybe don't.
Yeah, maybe pull it your name and don't.
Yeah, pull it your name and just don't.
Do you think I haven't heard that my whole life?
Oh, sorry.
Have you not?
No, I've actually never heard it before. It's very creative.
Oh, good joke, Quinn.
Thank you so much.
Clever.
Wait, Christy, can we beg you to do something for us? Will you stick around and play a game?
Sure. Will it be fun?
No.
Great. It never is. Okay.
Okay, so this game is called
Smoky Eye or Choke and Die. And basically, we're going to list some big events coming up, and you tell us if you'd put on a smoky eye for it, or if you'd rather choke and die.
Well, both sound really great.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why the game is so fun.
That's why the game is so crazy.
Okay. The Met Gala.
Oh, I thought it would be more.
No, that's it.
Nope, that's it.
Would you get all gussied up, put on a smoky eye for it? Or do you think the Met Gala should just
choke and die?
Choke and, or would you rather
you'd
choke
rather
and
choke
die?
And die at the Met Gala or before?
I guess I would choke and die.
Wow.
Honestly, same. I would never want to go to the Met Gala.
It depends on who the chairs are, and I would definitely go, but maybe a smoky eye.
Yeah, wow, smoky eye.
Yeah.
What is the theme? What was the theme for the Met Gala?
They haven't announced this next year yet. But we do have like some insiders, and they say that it's going to be beach balls.
Whoa.
Yeah, not beach, but beach balls.
I can't wait to see Cate Blanchett in a beach ball.
Imagine. Okay, next.
How about this? Katy Perry's destination wedding.
Ooh.
A fellow musician.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I guess smoky eye.
Yeah.
Yay.
Toss one on.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Katy Perry's wedding, and I definitely put on a smoky eye for
toss
it.
One on.
Totes. You gotta toss one on. I actually heard, she hasn't announced it, but I heard that Katy Perry's destination wedding is going to be beach ball themed.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy because she's not doing it at a beach.
Exactly.
She's doing it literally in a moat.
It's in a moat, but it's going to be beach ball themed.
In Scotland?
She's crazy.
Okay, what about Your own funeral.
Oh, wow. Smoky eye for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Dress it up.
My grandmama passed recently, and she had such a smoky eye in her casket, as was in her will and testament. And also her funeral was beach ball themed.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of weird.
But it was fun because we liked to bat the ball back and forth.
We did. Yeah, they kept sending a beach ball like through the pews during the eulogies and stuff. And everyone was like keeping up the air like it was Coachella or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about this next one? Your niece's bat mitzvah, but it's during the day.
Choke and die.
Mm-hmm. Choke and die. Yeah.
Definitely choke
Definitely.
And die.
I need a nighttime bat mitzvah.
Who can blame you?
Exactly. Nobody wants to go to your luncheon.
No. Mm-hmm. Literally, okay. No.
Like what service during the day, maybe.
Yeah, service
maybe.
During the day.
Maybe.
Party
maybe.
At night.
Party mm-hmm. all night.
Party all night.
More like
night.
Party all night.
Oh my God, I love to party all night. Okay, what about Lord's destination wedding?
Oh.
She's young, but she's committed.
This mm-hmm. is a tough one.
You know she's going to make you go to like New Zealand or some shit.
Yeah.
Ugh, yawn.
You know what? I would wear a smoky eye there, and then I would choke and die on her wedding cake.
Yay!
I will never be royal.
I will never be royal.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
A white party, but it's in Phoenix.
Ooh.
What's a white party?
It's where you wear all white.
I thought it was just white people.
Oh, it's usually also that, but they're not talking about it.
Okay. Pass.
Okay, a solid pass.
Great. Okay, what about a hot dog eating contest?
Ooh.
Choke and die on that big old dog.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel you. I'd be wearing a smoky eye for sure if I was in a hot dog contest, because I would want to look honestly adorable while I was shoving those dogs in my mouth. But
you've got such a big throat, you'd be so good at that.
Yeah, you should compete.
Oh yeah, you're right.
There are some like really strong, powerful women that compete, and it's a pleasure to watch.
It's a joy.
It's honestly
a delight,
a thrill and a half to watch a woman compete in a hot dog eating competition.
Here's your next one. Ladies' night.
Oh.
Choke and die.
Okay.
That makes
okay.
sense because all your friends are dead.
Mm.
Okay. What about the 2018 midterm elections?
Gotta vote.
Ooh.
There you go. Your catchphrase.
Yeah. Gotta vote. That's my stance also.
Okay.
Better do it.
Better do it. Do it.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
And here's your last one. France.
Oh. Choconut.
Oh,
it's a bit of a trend.
I would want to go to France, but only so I could try out the original Le Pain Quotidien.
But Le Pain Quotidien.
Is that originally from France?
Oh yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Au Bon Pain also from there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so is Panera.
What about?
And actually, so is
Prêt-à-Manger.
Prêt-à-Manger. And so is Starbucks.
What about Juste Salad?
Yeah, Juste Salad is from Italy.
And Sweet Green is from Germany.
Yeah.
Sweet Green.
You know what else actually originated in France and people don't realize it?
What?
Penn Station.
Penn Station?
Yeah. The original Penn Station was in France, and they moved it here.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's a little-known fact about America.
No wonder
also
it's
about
France. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for playing that game with us.
And for being on the pod, Christy Don't.
This is amazing.
I had the time of my life. I feel like I'm ready to go.
No, Christy, you should stay.
Because also, we've got one final saggy.
Yeah.
And this one's called
Spill It.
And this is where we talk about what we're up to.
Wow.
It's a plug.
I'll be honest, it's a plug. It's a plug.
Okay. What are you up to coming up, Dakota?
Okay, so I'm actually going to steal a taxi and drive it deep into the Hudson so I can start a new life as like a fun, sick fish.
Ew, yes. Fish.
What about you, Quan?
Oh, for me, I kind of have a little bit of a low-key week. I think I'm just going to take it really easy and try peeing standing up.
I love that. I love that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christy?
What about you?
Well, I'm actually in the final stages of the adoption process. I'm going to get a daughter and hopefully ruin her.
Wow.
That is so beautiful.
That's actually my mom. I did that.
Yeah, so yeah. Did mine. Well, my stepmom.
Well, my mom had it throughout her vagina, but still, the second part of the plan was what she did. Yeah, I love her so much.
So amazing.
I literally would stick my tongue in her mouth if she let me.
Oh my God.
I love her. She's such a good mom. Okay, pause. You also can plug your own stuff. Just being like, oh yeah, whenever, if you want to. Like, whenever I'm in New York, I like to go, yeah.
Okay.
You're like in character, but you're plugging stuff out there.
Okay. Or you can plug like a Twitter or a website or whatever.
Okay.
Do you have anything else that's coming up?
I also, when I'm not sad, you can see me at the UCB Theater on Tuesday nights.
Oh my gosh.
Harold Knight.
Harold Knight.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's so
he's
good.
Very he's really good.
I love boys in improv.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, that's so fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my gosh. We are so happy that you were on the podcast, Christy, and we are so excited. And also, we just want to say to our listeners real quick, if you're a DC listener for the very first time, Reductress is coming to DC to do a live pod.
Yeah, it's going to be so amazing. We're going to be performing at the Kennedy Center as part of the Benson Ball podcast show, and we'll have special guest Alahi Izadi, who is a reporter with the Washington Post. And it's going to be really, really fun.
It's going to be amazing. I'm not going to be there, but Manila was going to be there with
Manila
you.
Soldier.
And it's going to be incredible.
A
Do we
last.
Remember what the date is?
It is July 21st.
Okay, July 21st. It's the Kennedy Center Podcast Festival.
At 8:30 p.m.
At 8:30 p.m.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be amazing. Tickets are still available online, so you got to tick it up.
Tick it up, girl.
Tick it up, bitch. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening.
Tune in next week when we run a marathon to raise money for Dogs on Instagram.
Yes.
The United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.